Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day because today, some of the films that are going to be the most formidable contenders for Academy Awards are released. West Side Story actually was released most of the country last week, but we will review it for you. The new version by Steven Spielberg, is it worth all the hype or is it a big dud? We will give you a full, fair, and fearless review. We'll also be taking a look at new movies that are considered to be major contenders for year-end honors, including stars like Bradley Cooper and Kate Blanchett. They're in a movie called Nightmare Alley. A fun for the whole family and just what you want for the Christmas season. Actually, fairly disturbing film. And a remake of a fairly disturbing film. And we will also be taking a look at Sandra Bullock's new movie, which is called Unforgivable. And no, the film isn't that bad. We'll get to that and more. And then the latest from the independent film circuit, including films with Olivia Colman and Dakota Johnson, and much more. Another film that's going to be an Oscar contender with Ben Affleck, directed by George Clooney, The Tender Bar. And we'll give you an advance review of The Tragedy of Macbeth with Denzel Washington. Okay, that and much more. But first off, it's a very festive season. It's also a religious season. And no Christmas season would be complete without some kind of protest from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. But in lieu of that, or maybe in anticipation of it, we have a very special Christmas season Call of the Week Classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... And the winner is Rob in Olympia, who was calling in to protest religion in general in what is a holy season for many religious traditions. Listen.
So, I'm not Christian. Your call screener self-identified as a Christian, and you self-identify as an Orthodox Jew or Jew, as he said. I identify as an atheist. We're having a polite conversation in public, and somebody comes up to us and says, hi, I'd like to talk to you. My name is so-and-so, and I want to proclaim the graciousness of my Lord and Savior, Harry Potter.
I'm just divine.
All three of us would look at that gentleman and say, you need some top shelf psychotropic medications, and we would love to be able to give you help.
Expecto Patronum!
The difference between you, I, and your call screener is that I look at you guys as the same way.
Please hang up and try again.
You both have mental diseases, just like that gentleman does. You just don't realize.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
Do you think?
I see you. I see you in a perfectly clear light, and your religion is a mental disease. It's a Christian disease. It's an Islamic disease. It's a Jewish disease.
Do you believe that to be true for
all religions?
I understand, but do you believe it to be true for all of people who were religious believers in the past?
No, well, if they ditch their religious belief they would be recovering.
Who comes to mind if I say, who do you, Robin Olympia Washington, who do you look up to, has lived a great life, made the most of his or her time on this planet?
Me, myself, and I.
You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
I give to charities. I'm in the process of changing lives for the betterment of my fellow humans.
I'll give you an answer. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln lived a great life. He was a religious believer. He came to it later in life.
Some people form mental illnesses later in life.
Okay.
And mentally ill people can live good lives. I see your mental illness, but you can't. And you're in denial of it, Mike.
Imagine there's no heaven. Choose if you try.
This, actually relates to something that Nobel Prize winner Saul Bellow, who is one of the great novelists that America has produced. He had a book called Humboldt's Gift. And there's a passage in there where he talks about all the greatest creative people in human history. And the people who have contributed the most to civilization. And they, virtually without exception, were believers in God and invoked God's name and had a faith that the universe had purpose and direction and shape and intelligent design. And we're talking, he speaks particularly about Dostoevsky and Shakespeare and Beethoven and the great creative spirits. Charles Dickens. Now, none of those people were perfect people, but the great benefactors for humanity have been people who believe in a traditional religious faith. Very often, and we come and live in a civilization that is deeply Christian in its origins, and most of those people have practiced a form of Christianity. Now, one thing about people who are mentally ill, if you're mentally ill, you have a serious mental illness, as this individual is believing, or you're delusional in some form, the chances are you're not going to get a lot done. You just won't, because you have emotional problems, you have perceptual problems, you have problems putting together any kind of logical consistency. And to claim that anyone who believes in traditional religious faith is by definition mentally ill, first of all, probably means this is not going to be an easy guy to get along with. I mean the caller, Rob. But the notion that he believes that what it means to be religious is to come up to other people and try to share good news with them, and that's something hateful, I find a little bit appalling. And I think if he wants his street corner atheist rap, Rob could and should at least try to do better. I wanted to go to one thing, and we can do this very quickly, because honestly, we are hearing so much stuff from Democrats right now about democracy being threatened. And look, Mitch McConnell even said it today. He's glad that the committee, the select committee, is coming out with some of the details behind January 6th. But the notion from the Democrats is that this proves that democracy is in mortal danger is totally illogical. Because this is something that, honestly, I think Americans have to get straight. What President Trump tried to do, overturning the election, I think was wrong. I think he shouldn't have done it. I think it was shameful. But it wasn't close to being successful. And if you actually look at the votes, because all of Congress had to vote, and both chambers, not just a committee, all of Congress, the Senate voted to reject the only two states that they actually got to vote on, Arizona and Pennsylvania. They voted to accept the certified votes to reject the objections by 93-6 and 92-7. This is not close. We are not close to losing our country when you have that kind of vote and that kind of overwhelming sentiment in the United States Senate. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the Mattress Topper, and Towel Sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece by Ross Douthat in the New York Times about how Hispanics became swing voters. And we've seen this with Hispanics everywhere in the country. Originally, when the votes were just counted and the first analysis came out after the election, a little bit more than a year ago. Believe it or not, it's only that. It was November of last year. The idea originally was that Trump did much better than he had in 2016 with voters in Florida. He put a big emphasis on that, and he won Florida as a result more comfortably even than he did in 2016. But it wasn't just Florida. It was everywhere that Hispanics live, which is now pretty much everywhere in the country. Hispanics are, according to the most recent Census Bureau figures, about 17% of the U.S. population. And if the new polling is accurate, and it shows that Republicans and Democrats are tied in Hispanic voters, then this could be a gigantic landslide for the Republican side. One of the points that Ross Douthat makes is that it's not so much Trump's accomplishment to win those Hispanics over. They were actually driven by somebody else. Well, and that somebody else was a lot of somebody's else. It was the whole Democratic Party, which had shifted to the left. And these are not people who are from the left. He writes that Republicans... he writes this. The substance strength of the Trump economy, the sidelining of his party's deficit hawks, and his administration's willingness to spend money in the face of the pandemic all created an opening for Republicans to cast themselves as pro-capitalism moderates and to portray the leftward-moving Bernie Sanders-influenced Democrats as socialists. That frame was effective. And the apparent potency of the socialism charge is discussed in the Equus Research Report, which is a report about whether the Hispanic voters, and much more to the GOP's advantage than a clash between stringent government cutters and moderate welfare state liberals, which was how the parties often appeared in the Obama era. And I think that's profoundly right. Is it's not so much changes in the Republican side, because Republicans, other than the personality issues regarding Trump, have not really changed that much. What has changed has been the Democrats, and also the composition to some extent of the Hispanic community. There are a lot of people here who have come to the U.S., not all of them voters yet, who are refugees from Venezuela. And it's not just Cubans anymore. They're refugees in America, a lot in Florida, from Nicaragua. And people getting away from socialism don't want to welcome something or to help bring about something that closely resembles socialism here. Just read the polls that show that the majority of Democrats, and really this is true, the majority of Democrats say they have a positive view of socialism. And I will tell you one thing that also undoubtedly helps with Hispanic voters and all voters is the idea of traditional American values. And traditional American values involve being in love with this country. Not thinking, well, it can be good someday if it gets rid of all of the racism and all of the greed and all of the capitalism and all of the white privilege. No, America as it is a pretty amazing place. And there's a story like this that kind of shows you just how amazing America is. And the story is written in the Wall Street Journal by Scott Calvert. It's about a guy named Jordan Bays, who sat down at the waterlogged grand piano, his waterlogged grand piano, the day after a tornado blew the roof off his house in Bremen, Kentucky, in what remained of his living room, to play a Christian hymn that had been rattling around his head for days. What he thought was a private moment has gone viral, since his sister posted a video of a performance he didn't even realize she was recording. I'm not the kind that loves to seek the spotlight, said Jordan. But I guess looking back now, I'm glad it happened. He's 34 years old. He's an accountant and business consultant. He says it was a sincere, honest moment. If it brought peace and hope to many, that's a blessing. It's a beautiful video, by the way. I'd like to put it up at our website. And again, his house has just been destroyed. He was sheltering in his basement with his kids. He had also asked his ex-wife and her husband to join them in the basement because they didn't have a basement to shelter in. It's a very Christian thing to do. Whitney Brown was sifting through soaked clothes in Mr. Bayes' bedroom closet when she heard the song. The song was "There's Something About That Name." It's by the Gaithers, Gloria Gaither and husband, and that name is the name Jesus. And surprised, she decided to preserve the moment on her phone. It was so profound to me. And this is clip 14. It actually sounded like this, and you can see the open roof and the destroyed home. And the man is sitting down by his piano to play a hymn of comfort. Listen. Some of the words to that song, Christian song, there's something about that name. It says that kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name, referring to Jesus, of course. To Mr. Bayes, it was apt. My little 13-acre kingdom, he had some land at his place, had just been destroyed. But still, at the center of it all, Christ is steady and constant. So is the heart and decency and religiosity of the American people. So how will they welcome West Side Story and Nightmare Alley and The Unforgivable and The Tender Bar and The Tragedy of Macbeth? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming minors for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to abuse, won't testify. Maxwell saying there's no reason for her to take the stand. She explains that's because the government hasn't proven their case against her. The NFL is postponing games as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders Cleveland Browns game is moving from tomorrow to Monday. The Washington football team Philadelphia Eagles game and the Seattle Seahawks Los Angeles Rams game will both be played on Tuesday. This comes as the NBA and NHL are also dealing with postponements due to coronavirus outbreaks among teams. This as the Biden administration is continuing to remind folks to get their vaccines and boosters. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Down with now our gay apparel.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Christmas season is always a big time for movies. For one thing, they save a lot of the good movies for late in the year because Oscar voters have short memories. And it's much more likely if you take a look at the films that get nominated for and win major awards, it's primarily, almost exclusively, movies that are released late in the year to get into the competition and the game. We'll get to some of that in just a moment. But meanwhile, you have a couple of days to keep taking advantage of a great reduction in price on a MedHead Plus membership. And this costs you almost nothing. It costs you 22 cents a day. And you wouldn't probably miss that 22 cents a day if it fell out of your pocket, but it will provide you a free access anytime you want to the radio show in commercial-free edition, and it will also provide you free access to streaming to any of the MedVed History programs. There are 80 of them. Go look at them at MedVedHistoryStore.com. The price has been reduced for this year-end special, 22 cents a day, or $79 for an entire year of free MedVed History Store anything and free access to the show as a MedHead Plus member. Read about it at MichaelMedved.com or at MedVedHistoryStore.com. And today there are definitely several of the films that we are going to cover that are opening around the country that are major contenders for awards season. The fanfare from Hollywood, please. Okay, the biggest movie, and certainly a major contender for awards consideration, is Steven Spielberg's latest, and it was a labor of love for him. Because A West Side Story, he says, was the first musical that he became familiar with from the old 1961 West Side Story. And it's interesting, my wife remembers that that was the first movie that her parents allowed her to go to. And that was way back in 1961. And now they have treated the 1961 film and the original 1957 Broadway show with great respect. And when I say they, as screenwriter Tony Kushner, who also wrote Lincoln with Steven Spielberg, he also wrote Angels in America, he's a Pulitzer Prize winner, a skillful screenwriter here, because they have very slightly updated the film. But if anything, they've made it more faithful to the original stage play. The story, of course, is a variation of Romeo and Juliet set in 1950s New York City. And they add an extra element here, which is that the people in the West Side are being victimized by what was called slum clearance. And there were, in fact, a whole major blocks of New York that were just torn down to build Lincoln Center and to revitalize the Upper West Side. But it meant that people who'd lived there for years were fighting for their turf and fighting for each other. And then Tony, who is one of the founders of the Jets Gang, which is predominantly white, Tony is a Polish-American in the story, and they are fighting a Puerto Rican gang, the Sharks. But everybody knows the basics about West Side Story. Listen.
This is my first time in New York City. I want to be happy here. I want to make a life at home. I never seen you before. I'm not Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
You keep away from him as long as you're in my house.
I'm a grown-up now, Bernardo. I'm going to think for myself.
Okay, that's Rachel Zegler, who is, believe it or not, only 20 years old. She was 19 when she was making the movie, mostly. And she is wonderful as Maria. You can forget about Natalie Wood. She was a great star for her time. She wasn't Latina. Rachel Zegler is half Colombian, but she's a wonderful actress. She's a fine dancer and a spectacular singer, and she powers the film. I loved every minute of it, and that's very, very rare. Partially, the music in West Side Story, if you've forgotten, is arguably the best music ever written for the American musical theater. It's just superb, and each one of the numbers, musical numbers, is cleverly staged. The one thing that makes this film, I think, so exceptional is that they go back to Shakespeare a little bit. The idea of this really being a tragedy, and then people learning from the tragedy, is brought up cross beautifully. Visually, the film is spectacular. Musically, it is outstanding. The music is conducted by Gustavo Dudamel, the very acclaimed conductor of the LA Philharmonic. And just visually, it's a feast. And the choreography is beyond praise. I mean, the athleticism and the infectiousness. The film is almost 3 hours long. But you don't feel it. It feels like it just moves along like snapping fingers from the Jets, right? 4 stars. It's rated PG-13. Would be my only question. There's some very tough and graphic violence and stab wounds and injury and death, of course. That's in the plot. It probably deserved an R rating, but I'm glad that it will get a larger audience this way. And by the way, don't be put off by all of the stories about, oh, it's a bomb at the box office. It's a nearly 3-hour musical. They can't even show it that much in one evening. It'll do fine. It'll come around during the Christmas season. A very different film is Nightmare Alley, which stars Bradley Cooper as a guy with a mysterious background who learns how to be a con man in a backwoods carnival that's been set up in the 1930s. Listen.
You're not as hard to read as you think. You run a racket, same as me. If you help me, we can make quite a big dent in this town.
You barely know me.
Oh, I know you're no good, and I know that because neither am I.
This is not a carnival trick.
We've had our share of snake charmers in the past. We deal with them.
Sometimes you don't see the line until you cross it.
You don't fool people, Stan. They fool themselves.
Okay, that's Kate Blanchett, the sultry voice in there, who plays a psychologist, actually, who is also involved in her own kind of con. This is a remake of a film from 1947, which happened to be a film I saw when I was much too young. It scared the hell out of me, and I don't know how my mom let me see it, but okay. The previous Nightmare Alley was with Tyrone Power. This is even more disturbing, but far less satisfying. It's, again, a very long film, and 2.5 hours long. And it follows the main character from a carnival barker to then coming to be a big city mentalist in Chicago and elsewhere, and trying to run a ultimate grift with Blanchett, who you wouldn't count on. It's based on a classic film noir and a very dark novel, and it's none of it believable for a moment. The set design, costumes, and acting are all pretty good, but as terms of being a satisfying film to go out pay money to watch, no. Rated very much R, and they mean it. 2 stars for Nightmare Alley. We will be back with the Tender Bar with Ben Affleck and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee. And so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's worth thinking about. This is the earliest Sabbath of the year because it's all based on when the sun goes down, and we're about to move toward days getting longer again starting next week. Everybody in this holiday season should enjoy a weekend of friendship and health and recreation. The idea that Hollywood thinks it's a terrific notion to release movies like Nightmare Alley, which we were just talking about with Bradley Cooper and Kate Blanchett and Mara Rooney and many more, a very depressing film. They also released a more tender family movie, and it is called The Tender Bar. And this has gotten a lot of attention, particularly for Ben Affleck. He will very likely, it seems to me, be nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And he's already gotten a Golden Globe Award for that. Ben Affleck plays the Uncle Charlie, who's a bar owner of a bar called Dickens. And he's a bright, sensitive guy, independent spirit, who becomes a sort of surrogate father for his nephew. His nephew's 9 years old when the movie begins, and the movie follows the course of his life, moving forward in time and then back in time, and basically putting together the whole course of a dramatic life. It's based on a true story. There is the reporter, Pulitzer Prize winning reporter named J.R. Merling, who wrote a memoir called The Tender Bar, and he is convincing as both a 9-year-old self and as someone in his early 20s after he graduates from college. He's been abandoned by a father who is a worthless radio announcer known as The Voice, and basically lives by the advice of his Uncle Charlie, played by Ben Affleck. Listen.
I'm going to always tell you the truth. Your father is a deadbeat. I'll take care of you.
Maybe you could become a writer.
What do you want to be, JR?
I'm going to be a writer.
Well, what's your main theme?
The absent father. Poor boy who wants a rich girl.
She doesn't love you. What you do next is going to be important.
And, yeah, it is important. Look, there are problems with the film. It's the backward and forward played by older actors, younger actors, it can be a little bit confusing. But Affleck anchors it, and the film has a warmth and a a pro-love, family, creativity message that is actually heartwarming in the end. It's directed by George Clooney, and I think it's frankly the most successful film he's directed so far, successful artistically. It's well shot and well acted throughout, with a attention-getting role by Christopher Lloyd as the crotchety grandfather. 3 stars. The tender bar is rated R. There are 2 reasons it's rated R primarily. One is there's a great deal of tough language. And, I mean, after all, a lot of the serious conversations take place in a bar. And the second thing is there's a great deal of smoking, even smoking for people in the 1980s and 90s when it doesn't seem it would have been that common. But they do now count smoking scenes in giving ratings. 3 stars for the tender bar rated R. Finally, The Unforgivable stars Sandra Bullock, who's already won an Oscar, and she plays a prisoner who was released in the Seattle area. The entire film takes place in Seattle, though it's, of course, like most films, almost entirely shot in Vancouver. I hate it when they do that. But when she gets out of prison, she has been serving 20 years for murdering a cop. And now she's trying to put her life together and to reconnect with her younger sister, who she separated with when she was convicted. Listen.
Does your release alter the terms of your no-contact order?
You don't have to give me a speech. I'm looking for Katie. She's my little sister. I raised her.
Your life starts here now, not 20 years ago.
She did her time.
She killed somebody in cold blood. She walks around like it never happened. But you tell me if that's fair.
Okay, what's fair is the movie is extremely well acted by everybody. John Bernthal is in it. Vincent D'Onofrio is in it. And Sandra Bullock's terrific. She's a fine actress, and she is a credible performer as somebody with a very troubled past trying to make the most of it. It's based on a British television series that was highly acclaimed and very successful. But there's actually a similar problem that you get from some of the background and some of the foreground. The problem is monotony. It's monochromatic. In other words, yes, we know it rains in Seattle. It doesn't rain every single moment, especially when you're shooting in Vancouver, as they really do. And just the way it rains every day, this is a one-dimensional performance. She has a very tough life, and it makes you sympathetic for some people who do try to put together a better life coming out of prison, with, by the way, a very sympathetic parole officer. 2.5 stars for The Unforgivable. It basically gives you a little bit of a surprise at the end, because it turns out her background is not what you have thought. And it's not spelled out, it's shown, which is more successful. Finally, there's a film that's not coming out till Christmas Day, but it is such a remarkable film and so well done, and certainly one of the best films of the year. It stars Frances McDormand as Lady Macbeth and Denzel Washington as Macbeth. And it's one of the most successful Shakespeare adaptations of our generation. It's directed by Joel Coen of Coen Brothers fame, and it's in gorgeous black and white. Listen.
Hear it not, Duncan, void its a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Okay, that's one of the 3 witches who are genuinely scary. One of the things that I think people will appreciate about this film is, I know, it says it's Macbeth, it says, oh, we read that in high school. This will actually give you a deeper appreciation of the play, and the way that it's been directed by Joel Coen is that the emphasis is on clarity of language, and because it's not highfalutin Shakespeare, Cambridge, Oxford, English accented, most of the characters are speaking in pretty down-to-earth American English. And Frances McDormand is particularly marvelous in making the lines sing and be comprehensible. The play, of course, has to do with all kinds of supernatural elements that are genuinely scary here. And the witches also have an air of mystery, which is very much in the original play. The rating for the film, it's 3.5 stars, and basically you have to be prepared. It is rated R. Macbeth is a bloody play, and there's even a sequence with a severed head. So when they say R, you mean it. And anyway, it would be odd for us. We got a Christmas surprise for you, Sadie. We're going to take you out to see Macbeth on Christmas. No, I wonder why they're opening it on Christmas Day. And the plot, as you know, is about a Scottish nobleman inspired by a witch's prophecy to commit murder and mayhem and to seize the throne. Speaking of seizing the throne, we'll talk about this continued fear that American democracy is going to die and what it's really based on. Is it just an attempt to try to build desperate support for Democratic candidates coming up? And there's an anti-vaxxer mayor who took it upon himself to turn off the fluoride in the city's water supply. And this is a big city. How'd that work out? We'll cover that and much more Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.